USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to hit back at inflation in America, the Federal Reserve is expected to raise its money rate by a half percentage point today. The Fed is also expected to announce the start of a program to wind down its roughly $9 trillion balance sheet by $95 billion a month starting in June. J.D. Vance emerged victorious in Ohio's crowded Republican Senate primary Tuesday, beating out a field of contenders to replace retiring Senator Rob Portman. He will now be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought this would feel good. It feels even better than I thought it would. Thank you all so much.
J.D. Vance got President Trump's endorsement. That gave him a 10% advantage at the polls over his closest competitor. As for Trump, his endorsements were perfect. 77-0 across Illinois and Ohio. USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Chief Justice Roberts on a draft leak concerning Roe v. Wade yesterday, quote, "To the extent this betrayal of the confidence of this court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed," end quote. One of President Biden's leadership decisions was to stop construction of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Now, as the illegal infiltration at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Tim Berg reports on more numbers.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell called out President Biden for spending COVID-19 funds on unrelated projects. While speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky lawmaker said the legacy of Biden's nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan is pickleball amenities and ski slopes, and advancing critical race theory at public schools by funding staff programs that trained educators on all the latest woke buzzwords, and of course, inflation. That falls squarely on President Biden's leadership. President Trump endorsed Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance won the Ohio primary election overnight. He will be facing off against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Mr. Vance last night after the win.
I have absolutely got to thank the 45th, the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, one forgiveness example of what could be in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, remember 2019 when wages were going up and not down? Remember 2019 when workers were doing well in this country, not struggling terribly? Thanks to the president for everything, for endorsing me. And I got to say, a lot of the fake news media out there, and there are some good ones in the back there. There's some bad ones, too, let's be honest. But they wanted to write a story that this campaign would be the death of Donald Trump's America First agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.